Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 11, 2026, and the theme is trust at scale. AI platforms are dealing with influence operations, coding agents are getting better code intelligence, and infrastructure providers are making privacy, local inference, and safety certification part of the product. Let's start with OpenAI. The company published a report on PRC-linked influence operations targeting US AI debates. According to OpenAI, the campaigns used AI around data center narratives, tariffs, and false claims about ChatGPT. The big takeaway is that model companies are no longer just software vendors. They are part of information infrastructure. That means abuse monitoring, provenance, and coordinated behavior detection are becoming core platform responsibilities. Next, GitHub published guidance for giving GitHub Copilot CLI real code intelligence through language servers. That sounds technical, but it is a major developer experience shift. Instead of relying on brute force grep or broad file scanning, agents can use symbol definitions, references, diagnostics, and project-aware navigation. For builders, this is the difference between an agent that reads text and an agent that understands a code base the way an IDE does. Oz is pushing agents deeper into infrastructure. It announced Neuron Agentic Development for developers building on Trainium and Inferentia. The goal is to speed up kernel optimization, which is usually a specialized and iterative performance engineering task. This is important because it moves agentic development below application code. Agents are starting to help with the infrastructure that makes AI workloads cheaper and faster. Oz also showed an equipment repair assistant built with Bedrock Agent Core, Strands Agents SDK, Amazon Nova 2 Lite, a Bedrock knowledge base, and Agent Core memory. The example helps field technicians diagnose equipment, find parts, and follow approved repair procedures. That is a good pattern for useful agents: domain documents, procedural memory, constrained tools, and a clear operational task. Apple and NVIDIA are showing how AI deployment is becoming hybrid. Apple introduced new intelligence frameworks and developer tools, including foundation models, updates for on-device models, image input, server models, and custom skills through native Swift APIs. NVIDIA said its confidential computing GPUs are supporting Apple Private Cloud Compute for server-side Apple intelligence inference. At the same time, NVIDIA announced acceleration for Google DeepMind's Diffusion Gemma, an open model that generates text in parallel and is optimized for RTX Glass local AI systems. The point is not that local AI beats cloud AI or that cloud AI beats device AI. The point is that serious products will route work across device, local GPU, confidential cloud, and hosted models depending on the task. Finally, NVIDIA framed robotaxi safety around Halo's OS, emphasizing safety-certified platform software, standardized interfaces, AI guardrails, and pre-deployment validation for L4 deployments. This matters beyond cars. Any high-stakes autonomous system needs safety built into the platform layer, not bolted on after a model demo works. Today's closing takeaway: the AI stack is getting more operational. The winning teams will not just adopt smarter models. They will connect those models to code intelligence, safety guardrails, privacy-aware deployment, measurable benchmarks, and reviewable workflows. Quiz lightning round. Question 1. What was the key concern in OpenAI's report on PRC-linked influence operations? AI was used to target US technology debates, including data center narratives, tariffs, and false claims about ChatGPT. B. OpenAI announced that ChatGPT would stop answering political questions globally. C. A new open source model defeated all frontier benchmarks. D. A cloud provider discontinued GPU services. The correct answer is A. The report shows how AI platforms can be used in coordinated attempts to shape public debate around technology and policy. Question 2. Why do language servers matter for GitHub Copilot CLI agents? They let agents ignore source code and rely only on chat history. B. They provide code intelligence such as symbols, references, diagnostics, and project-aware navigation. C. They replace all tests with static screenshots. D. They make terminal commands unnecessary. The correct answer is B. LSBback tools help agents make precise code changes using the same structural information developers rely on in IDEs. Question 3. What is notable about AWS Neuron Agentic Development? A. It applies agents to Trainium and Inferentia kernel optimization rather than only application-level coding. B. It is a consumer chatbot for shopping recommendations. C. It removes the need for accelerators in AI workloads. D. It is a new programming language for mobile apps. The correct answer is A. The update shows agentic workflows moving into low-level performance engineering for AI accelerator workloads. Question 4. What deployment pattern is reinforced by Apple's intelligence frameworks and NVIDIA's private cloud compute work? A. Every AI feature should run on one remote model. B. AI applications increasingly need routing across on-device, confidential cloud, and local GPU inference. C. Privacy no longer matters for personal AI. D. Developers should avoid native APIs. The correct answer is B. Modern AI products need flexible inference paths based on privacy, latency, hardware, and task complexity. Question 5. What broader lesson does NVIDIA's Halo's OS Robotaxi safety message teach? A. Safety can be added after autonomous systems are deployed. B. High-stakes autonomy needs safety-certified platform software, guardrails, standardized interfaces, and pre-deployment validation. C. Robotaxis do not need simulation. D. Autonomous vehicles are only a user interface problem. The correct answer is B. The Robotaxi example illustrates that serious AI autonomy requires full-stack safety infrastructure, not post-hoc policy language. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. Build with intelligence, but ship with evidence, boundaries, and trust.